Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time. We do this every Friday. Sometimes it has to be earlier, like when the Bears play on Friday. It's prediction time here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. But first, we have to start with Mark Grody's endless reporting. Mason Crosby joined us earlier today on the show, the former Packers kicker. He hosts a show now in Milwaukee on The Fan, our sister station. And Grody had a couple questions for him that we didn't get to.
So the two questions that were texted to Mason Crosby after we got off the air with him are, who do you think is going to win? And the other one was, in your opinion, who was the Bears' best player during your days in Green Bay, which started in 2007 and ended in 2022? So here is the answer from Mason Crosby, Packer media man, former kicker for the Packers, and did beat the Bears one time in 2016. This is his quote. I picked the Packers 28-14 yesterday, says Mason Crosby, on our show, says Mason Crosby. Best and least favorite to play against? Devin Hester. Man, was he special. That's Mason Crosby. So he picks the Packers to win, and he loves Devin Hester.
That makes all the sense in the world because he's on the field like, oh,
he actually faced him.
It actually makes sense.
And it's his butt if Hester ran past him, so he had to learn how to wrap up and make a tackle if he needed.
That makes all the sense in the world. Because, of course, I was thinking he's going to say Urlacher or Briggs or something like that. But no, of course it's Hester.
He went with an obvious and yet very obvious choice.
Super obvious choice. When you think about it, take 2 seconds to think about it, that makes all the sense.
Yeah, there's no other answer.
And we had to get it, though.
Maybe Manley. Manley could have been it. We should have asked him about Patrick Manley. My God, they both played the same amount of years, basically.
Yeah.
Wild.
Damn. God, we needed more time with Mason Crosby.
Time is a flat circle. Yeah, God, we did. We could have had two segments with Mason Crosby.
You never know, though, right? You just never
know. We had to ask him, like, hey, what is your coach doing?
Like, oh, absolutely. I mean, we asked all the questions we had to ask, but we had more to go.
We did. I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What do you think is going to happen Sunday?
It's my turn.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, much like Mason Crosby said, I made a pick yesterday as well on the Take the North episode. New episode up and running right now. And I did pick. Ready for this? I won't tell you who Dan picked. I'll let you listen for that. But I picked the Bears to win the game by a final score of 27-24. I know how dangerous this Packers defense is. I've talked about it a lot this week, but I will counter with what I have been saying. Hey, man, if this Bears offensive line is what we think it is all of a sudden and it has gotten to this certain point, then there's no reason to think the Bears can't do the things that they still want to do, running the football and protecting your quarterback. That's what the offensive line does and has been doing and will continue to do. Bears 27, Packers 24.
I have a question. How many times do you think that Caleb Williams will be sacked on Sunday?
Twice.
Okay. Twice is... I think we would all sign up for that.
Twice.
Twice is nice.
I think he's going to get sacked twice.
Okay.
In this game. And I also think that Jordan Love will be sacked zero times.
I hate
then the to. If that happens, let me just tell you right now, the Bears will lose the game.
Really?
Yes. If that happens, the Bears will
I
lose.
I hate to say this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think they're going to win.
Listen to your heart.
I don't think they're going to win.
That's okay. That's what her heart and head are telling
I got to tell you, a lot of people are picking the Packers, Layla. It's okay.
And
Let it out.
It's a couple different things. It's the fact that the likelihood of an NFL team winning four straight games on the road is pretty low, just in the NFL.
Two of which will have been two of the toughest places to play,
yeah.
Philly and Lambeau.
So for me, it was more like a probability and odds factor. And the other thing is, I really did start to think about just the simple matchup of the closing speed of Micah Parsons versus the elusive speed of Caleb Williams. And I'm like, ugh, man. And if you watch him imitate Caleb Williams in the practice video, I'm like, why do you look better at this than the people who are good at this? And that got to me a little bit. I want to be wrong. And I want you guys to rub it in my face when the Bears win. But I think it might be Packers 24-20.
All right.
We talk about breakthroughs, and I think this is a week in which Caleb Williams has a breakthrough. I'm not predicting that he will throw at a 70% completion rate, but I don't think it'll be 47.2%, which is what he threw for last week.
No,
you called for a breakthrough last week, too, by the way, pal.
Listen, all he had was a breakthrough throw.
Marshall's due to be right.
No.
All of these things.
I'm sorry. Did
he was due kills me, man. He was due gets me all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're due.
I don't think he's due. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think it's due.
Yeah, but you said he's going to have a breakthrough last week.
Yeah. I also said the Bears were going to win.
Yeah.
And they did that, too.
But they didn't win. There was no breakthrough last week Caleb.
When he delivered the final blow.
It was a hell of a pass.
Yes, he delivered the final blow.
Well, it wasn't like a big Caleb game, though.
And he only got sacked twice, which is fine. Like, two sacks or less. I'm signing up for that every time for a quarterback. I think the important thing here is the success he has had against Green Bay is real. He had him beat at home. He beat him on the road last year. And he threw for over 70% of his passes completed. I think those are very real things he could take away from what happened last year. And I think whether you want to say he's quote-unquote due or not, I think he's going to have a better game this week than he had last week. And I think that's going to result in the Bears finding a way to win on the road and beat Green Bay. This is the thing that I was going back and forth about. Is it going to be Micah Parsons or is it going to be Caleb? It's going to be Caleb.
Score?
Oh, sorry. Score? Higher than you probably think. I got 31-23.
Dang. Grant Leader, Ray Diaz, is your time.
All right, so for my prediction, I'm going 24-13 Packers, and I think they split it. So I'm going to say that Packers win in Lambeau and the Bears win at Soldier.
Look at that.
That's kind of how I feel, yeah.
That was pretty slick what he just did right there. He picked the Packers, but he quickly told everybody that he was going to pick the Bears to win the second game. Good, smart work, Grant.
Thank you, Mark Grody.
Yeah, you need to ingratiate yourself, young man.
All right, so I have this. I wrote this down before the segment, and I have Marshall's exact score written down, 31-23. I think it's going to be Bears. And I've screw my prediction, because we all want to know Sean Sears' prediction.
I predicted against him. That was my big thing. I was like, I'm going against Sean Sears this week.
What's his record?
It's 12-0, so God. I will reiterate once again. I know Marshall touched on it. 27-24, Sean Sears undefeated. He has the Packers winning.
I would actually love to. I don't know if he's here today. I would love to hear Baby T's breakdown of this game, because we know exactly who he's picking. He would not pick the Bears because he's petty like that. He's like me when I was his age. Like, he's got a anger, a ferocity for the Packers. Like, I bet he's hoping for injuries the way I did when I was his age. Yeah, we got to find out what Baby T's thinking at some point in time.
Baby T is a good character in the movie that is the score.
He's a great character in the movie. Yeah. I think we dropped the ball as a radio station by not sending Feringel to the Wiener Circle the other day. We dropped the ball. Who would have been better than Tyler Feringel hanging out at Wiener Circle?
Just
and
talking
nothing.
To the people? Yeah, yeah. Baby T would have been great.
Would have been
that.
Awesome at that. We gotta use him more.
I like it. More Baby T.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.